Born and raised in the forests of Suriname on South America's northern coast, Fidelia Gran Calon is a unique voice among rural indigenous women. President of the Maroon Women's Network, founded to promote the development of women descended from escaped African slaves, she was at the UN in Geneva on Thursday to speak as part of an International Women's Day panel. Currently Suriname's ambassador to nearby Trinidad and Tobago, Ms. Gran Calon's mission is to put a spotlight on one quarter of the world's population, women working in the shadows of the rural economy. She spoke to Bronwyn Cowley about the importance of addressing gender inequality and empowering rural women.
Without women, we don't have agriculture in the rural areas. Men cannot do it alone. And women are taking initiatives of working. They are the engine and the fuel, and they are the one that are giving leadership. The husband would not be successful if he does not have a wife. They cannot survive on their own in agriculture. They need a woman. Even if they are not married, they need women to work on their land. So women are very important.
Women don't have the same access as men to land or to products, services.
Yes.
Why is this and what can be done about that?
Well, because the governments of the different countries are made like that. Decision-taking positions are in the hands of men. So when laws are being made, when a lot of constitution has been created, men were the one that were making the decisions. And now women are now coming up. Women need to be aware of themselves and what they are worth. They are the engineers. They are the planners. They are the politicians that make policy work. Women are implementers. So that's why we cannot think of a world without women, especially in agriculture. They implement.
If women were more involved in agriculture, what would that mean for food production?
Food production would increase and we would have healthier people. You will have the right production. Sustainability, sustained healthy economy comes from women.
Is this instinctive? Is it related to education?
It is with them. It's instinctive and it is education. So, and it is experience. When we look in Asia, when you go to the fields, who do you see more? Women. You go to India, even China, even Japan, in the fields, we have women doing everything. So if we want to have sustainable human development, we need to listen to women, the women that are capable.
Worldwide, what is women's contribution in terms of potential percentage decrease in malnourishment?
When we involve women in agriculture, malnourishment will be improved, like the statistics say, 12 to 17%, and that is a great. If we do that every year, before you know, at least 70% of the world will be nourished people. At least we will start at the children, because the children within 30 years, they are big men and women, healthy.
This 12 to 17% decrease in malnutrition that you spoke about and going up to 70% after a few generations, that sounds a bit ambitious.
It's ambitious. Why? Because I want to be ambitious. You know, you need to think big if you want to achieve. And we want to have at least 70% of the world, humanity, to be very healthy. And then we will fight it gradually.
How are you implementing that fight? What are the actions or the stages that you are planning?
Well, the stages is like working locally and achieving the best. So we need to network locally and to inform one another. Because most likely the language that if you speak like Dutch, I speak English, but the agricultural language is the same. We understand one another. And that we need to connect the dots. If we connect the dots, it will work like a chain to make sure that all the positiveness out of this will come and influence others in the rest of the world.
What can you do now to help women have access to land, to products, to services, also to the respect that they deserve?
Well, what I can do now is to voice it and to make it known. And it should start in your own country. And then in the international relation, like in the multilateral organizations like the UN, to work and to help countries out, disadvantaged countries, that right now we should work on the decent work program like the ILO has it, and like the implementation of the SDGs. So like we need to advocate, we need to make sure that people know what the SDGs are about. That is a now thing.
So the Sustainable Development Goals.
Yes, the Sustainable Development Goals. But we have to really work on it, and it needs to be monitored by everyone, not only the UN organizations, but also locally we need to monitor it. NGOs and government organizations should work together. Public-private partnership. Most likely women are not aware of their rights. And sometimes they are aware of their rights, but they are like, well, it's been there for ages. I'm not the one to change it. But we need to make women aware that they are change agents, because some of them change. And we need to have a good understanding among we women if we want to have a breakthrough. And the good understanding that I am implementing in my country is taking actions. What actions did we take? We have like a panel of women going to the radio, and we will start a TV program working on these issues and bringing in role models, women that are successful in every sector, and they tell their success story. Most likely, other women are there, but they were not aware of their achievement. So we need to work with the role models. And we need not to look for trouble with men all the time. We need them as well. So I'm not fighting men. We want to work with men to improve their own life with women involvement. Because when women do work, it needs to be balanced. When something is balanced, it brings revolution. Remember, if you're a balanced woman, no one can punch you in the face. So the world will not be punched in the face if they keep sustainable development balanced with 50% women involvement. It's balanced.